The impact of whistleblower Edward Snowden's revelations continue to reverberate. The hits just keep on coming. The latest news has been about NSA spying on Brazilian citizens. The NSA monitored email and texts from top aides to Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff. That's resulted in President Rousseff postponing her planned trip to visit with President Obama in Washington, D.C. next month. So what's that going to mean for relations between the U.S. and this emerging superpower, Brazil? To find out, I spoke with Julia Zweig, Senior Fellow for Latin Studies and Director of the Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. How big a deal is this in the world of international relations? Is this like skipping a wedding? Is this something, is this going to just blow over in a couple of months?
I mean, I think this is like skipping the first gay marriage in the state of California. Uh-huh. That is to say, this is a big deal. It hadn't happened for 25 years, since 1995, with respect to Brazil. In the history of state visits, we were only able to find one instance when a state visit was canceled, and it was by King Fahd several decades ago. From Saudi Arabia. So it's very, very unusual. This was an important diplomatic milestone, which symbolically would have told both publics that the presidents of the two countries see that each has a strategic interest in getting closer to the other. On substance, there wasn't a lot of meaty substantive ideas on the bilateral agenda, but nevertheless, skipping it is a calculation that Brazil benefits more by skipping it than by coming. Will it blow over? I mean, I have no idea. I think the Washington policy bureaucracy is just getting used to the idea of working with this new big power in the hemisphere called Brazil. And this is going to linger. I'm already seeing it in the body language of people for whom working with Brazil is a lot harder than working with Mexico and Colombia because of Brazil's independence, because Brazil has interests beyond the hemisphere and asserts them regularly. I think it'll be harder to get back on the horse, frankly. It'll take some time.
Other countries were spied on, Mexico and Colombia. They don't appear to be reacting as strongly as Brazil. Why is that?
There are a number of reasons. Brazil, of those countries, vis-a-vis the United States, has by far the most independent foreign policy of these Latin American countries that you just mentioned. And in a certain sense, you know, a far less entrenched bilateral relationship. Mexico sharing the border with the United States and depending upon the United States in many, many ways, although there's a strong legacy of suspicion of Washington's power in Mexico, made a decision to handle this differently, diplomatically, and privately because there's just too much at stake bilaterally. In Colombia's case, the same is true. Whereas in Brazil, the bilateral relationship is arguably still fairly weak, and the process of approximation of developing a serious bilateral agenda relatively new. And domestically in Brazil, the legacy of the military dictatorship there for between the mid-1960s and mid-1980s involved a very significant and intrusive and damaging national security state inside of Brazil. So the ghosts of that past, I think, were dredged up. And the president of Brazil, you know, she's of the PT party, the Workers' Party, which has a very strong sense of antipathy or at least skepticism toward Washington, and she's on the verge of a electoral campaign as well after a period of protests in which her very solid, very high approval ratings had really started to falter.
You know, it's interesting to me, Julia Zweig, that you mentioned there are domestic considerations here for canceling this state visit. So no matter how much President Obama apologizes, there might be other things going on here that would be the reason for standing up the president on this visit.
Well, I look at on the issue of the apology, you know, Washington doesn't do contrition very well. And at the same time, Dilma asking for a public apology. You know, President Obama hasn't apologized to the American people for spying on them through these NSA programs. So it's hard to imagine that kind of blunt, unequivocal statement coming from Washington on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't think that the domestic considerations were greater than the international ones. I just think that the failure by Washington to demonstrate that it took this issue seriously or adequately demonstrate, because who really knows what was said bilaterally, allowed or privately, allowed the domestic considerations to sort of climb up the value-added chain and take more prominence.
Julia Schweig, Senior Fellow for Latin American Studies and Director for Latin American Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.